Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Now, I know that this episode is really going to help you guys. It is going to create some huge shifts because it is a lesson that I personally learned this week. I've been learning it, I guess, for like 3 months. And it is about overcoming fear and how this can create massive, massive shifts in your life when it comes to manifesting your dream reality. So this doesn't pertain to techniques or manifesting a specific thing or anything like that. It's more of a general episode, but I know it's going to be really, really helpful for you. So this week, where do I even start? So actually, I'm going to backtrack to 3 months ago. I was really stagnant. Really stuck. And if you follow my TikTok, you would have seen I did not post for 3 months. I was just in this place where I felt just extremely stuck. You know, when you feel just stagnant, heavy, weighed down, like something has just kept you trapped in the place where you are. It's a very unnatural feeling to us as humans because, like I mentioned in my last episode, we are meant to evolve. We are meant to grow. And if we're not growing, we're dying. I've heard people say that before, and it's so true. And so it feels very unnatural to us to feel in a position where we're stuck. And I was truly feeling this in my body. I, you know, was carrying a lot of excess weight. Not that that's a bad thing, but it was kind of a representation of me just feeling in this stuck energy. It can often manifest on your body in various different ways. My digestion was stuck. It was like all of those things. My body was giving me the signals and I couldn't create. I like didn't have any creative energy and I'd somehow landed myself in this position and I was kind of just remaining on the same level. I wasn't experiencing any growth in any areas of my life. Like nothing was changing. I was truly at a standstill and I remained at a standstill for months. And I honestly don't blame myself because we were in a lockdown. It was such a weird time. Like, honestly, it was, you know, such a weird time. And I was like, I need to do something to get out of it. So when the lockdown opened up, things opened up, I went home and I visited my family. And when I got back there, I was like, oh, I think that the travel and the change of scene, immediately I'm going to feel unstuck. I was still stuck. And by stuck, I mean, I just didn't have any energy. I didn't have energy to create, to do things. I had no energy to take care of myself. I had no motivation. I mean, I'm sure you know the feeling. Everybody has been there. And it's unfortunately relatively common that, you know, people experience this. And I was like, I hate this. It was just a horrible, horrible feeling. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out how to get myself out of this rut. I like created videos being like how to get out of a rut. And then I never posted them because the next week I was still in a rut. So it like obviously hadn't helped me. And I was honestly just completely stagnant. Now, the only thing that suddenly changed was I had this epiphany. And I was like, wow, the reason that I'm stagnant and stuck is because I've reached my ceiling of potential. And the only way to break through that ceiling is to do the things that I'm now like super, super freaking scared of. Like, terrified of. And, you know, it doesn't matter if these things were big, if they're small. The fact that I was afraid of them was keeping me trapped and keeping me stagnant and keeping me stuck. And it's a little embarrassing that it took me so long to become cognizant of this and become aware of this. Because it was fairly obvious now looking back that I wasn't going anywhere because I was too scared to do the things that would continue to help me grow. Now, we can often get trapped in these situations because we aren't aware ourselves that we're even doing this to ourselves. Like, I had no idea that the reason I felt stuck was because I was avoiding the things I was afraid of. I just thought, you know what? I'm just in a rut. There's nothing I can do. You know, I don't see a way out of this. Like, I'm trying everything. You know, it's kind of like that attitude where you're like, I swear I'm trying everything. And you don't want to acknowledge that the only way, not the only way, but a way through the fear, a way through the rut is basically overcoming fear. And once I had this epiphany, I kind of sat down with myself and I was like, what are the things that terrify me that I've been putting off that are stopping me from becoming who I need to be? Because the thing is these phobias, these fears that I had, they were all contributing to like a lower sense of self-esteem. And so I had this feeling that, you know, oh, you know, I'm afraid of X, like whatever I was afraid of. I'm afraid of this, or oh, I can't accomplish this, and so I'll never be able to achieve Y. Like something totally unrelated, right? So like, for example, a fear of spiders. Not, that's kind of a bad example. A fear of public speaking might be contributing to your lack of success as like a mathematician, simply because through that fear of speaking, it's lowering your self-esteem to not address it. So I hope that kind of makes sense. So our fears and the things that we kind of keep to ourselves and our subconscious keeps buried and doesn't want us to look at are all contributing to our feelings of self-esteem and our feelings of our self-concept. And as we know, our self-concept is manifesting like most of our reality, if not all. So when we have these fears, they're all contributing to and shaping and creating our reality through identity, through self-concept. So I know that was a little complex and complicated, but it's all just to say that, hang on, I'm just going to take a sip of water. Fears hold us back from creating our dream life, from creating our reality, from creating all of the beautiful things that we want, because they're basically attacking and dragging down our self-concept. And that is not a good thing. So I made a list of my fears and I started to tackle them. And I cannot tell you, I've been doing this for 3 months. I cannot tell you how good this felt. So good. And my fears might be silly to some, and I'm sure your fears, like you have some that are big, big fears, common fears, and others you're a little embarrassed about because you're like, oh, I can't really, you know, conquer this. I'm afraid to conquer this because it's such like a silly little thing anyway. Just do it. And the only way through fear is to just take action. Don't let yourself think about it. It's like when you go to workout, you know, if you sit and you like ruminate on it and you're like, should I go work out? I don't know if I should work out. You never end up working out because your mind will talk you out of it. When it comes to fears, you literally just have to jump off the deep end. And it's like I remember the first time when I was a little kid and I tried diving from the high board, and I'm not a diver or anything, but it is just an experience that I remember. I remember thinking like, I cannot, you know, rationalize this. I cannot think this through. I just have to act. Like if I'm going to get down from this board, I just have to just jump. And that's kind of the way that I approach fears now, I guess. It's a little impulsive, but it's kind of not, because I've thought through and I've spent time thinking through, you know, yes, I do need to conquer this fear. Once you've decided that a fear needs conquering, it's safe to conquer, you've got to just jump off, take that leap of faith. And I'll tell you what, of all the fears that I've been conquering, all of them, none of them have been nearly as bad as I've made them out to be in my head. And this is your sign if there's that big thing that you've been wanting to do. I'm telling you now, it is not going to be anywhere near as bad as you are making it out to be in your mind. I have conquered probably like 10 to 15 fears in the last few months. A lot of them, not a lot of them, but quite a few this week. And every single time, like, I conquer that fear and it's over, I was like, that was it? That was the big thing I was afraid of? Seriously? And I, like, kind of couldn't believe it because it was just so easy. And that's the thing. That is the thing. Once we conquer our fear, it's like the ultimate up level because we now realize how powerful we are. And it's become kind of now like I'm like kind of addicted to conquering my fears. I'm like, this is such a fun thing to do almost now because I'm like in the routine of it. And every single time it's proved to be, you know, nowhere near as bad as I've made it out to be. And so over time, I've created this belief in my mind now that, you know, I can conquer my fears, and conquering my fears is easy because it's never as bad as I think it will be in my mind. And it takes a while to get to that point. The first few times you conquer your fear are going to be scary. It's going to be scary. You're going to feel fear. But let's talk about that because I have a really great book recommendation. It is called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. It's like a red book. I ordered mine off Amazon. You can get it from wherever. It is a fantastic book. And she has this line in the book and it says, fear is just false evidence appearing real. Your mind will make things seem so much worse because it's kind of its job to protect you. Like in, you know, are basically like primitive days, it was really advantageous for us to avoid things because, you know, it kept us safe. And the world was truly very dangerous. Our world is pretty cushy. And the things that we're afraid of probably won't hurt us. Like, obviously, like I have a legitimate fear of black widows. I'm not about to go, you know, adopt a black widow because that's just stupid. Obviously, things that put you in danger, don't try and conquer those fears. I'm talking about fears that are a little bit, not silly because that's so invalidating, but I mean like fears that aren't actually going to hurt you. So, we live in a very cushy world and things probably aren't going to hurt us. 99% of the things that we go out and do are safe. They're not going to hurt us unless you're generally seeking something out that's a little bit risky. Do not recommend doing that. That is not what I'm talking about at all in this episode. I simply mean facing the fears and the things that scare you but are safe. And in doing that, we create this huge, huge up level, like I said, and we shift our identity. Now, a lot of people think that our identity is fixed, and it's not. You can completely change your identity at any point. And so another series of books I recommend are obviously Joe Dispenza's books. If you're looking at changing your identity, you're not happy with your current self, highly, highly recommend. But yes, the way through is fear. The way through to a new identity, it's always going to involve an element of fear. You're always going to have to do something outside of your comfort zone. And in order to get outside of your comfort zone, you're going to have to sit with the fear a little bit. And it's been helpful for me to know, as somebody who's struggled with an anxiety disorder, it's been helpful for me to know that fear cannot hurt you. There is no amount of fear that can actually hurt you. Like the anxiety in your body, that feeling, that nervousness, it's actually identical to excitement. The biological response is identical. The only thing is we frame it as fear or excitement. both are simply just what's called like an adrenaline arousal. So it's just like adrenaline flooding your body. Both things, it's the same biological mechanism, the same response. You just label it differently in your mind, if that makes sense. And so understanding that and framing it differently and just being like, okay, my fear cannot hurt me. I know that it cannot hurt me. And my fear, sitting with my fear and overcoming my fear, is the way to an up level. Now, how does this help me to manifest? So I talked a little bit earlier about self-concept, and when it comes to manifesting, the things that we're afraid of, they keep us trapped in a box, and we're kind of like boxed in our mind. There are a certain amount of things that we will or won't do. And I've talked about this, I think, in a podcast before. I can't quite remember. But if you do remember, it is, you know, generally the idea that our mind kind of keeps us trapped in this box, and we'll know the limits of our box based on what we will and won't do. And all of this is kind of related to our self-concept, our identity. We have these limitations and these fears about ourselves. Like, we use them as I statements, like, I'm not a good public speaker. We use those as I statements, and they become part of our identity and therefore shape literally all of our experiences. So if we think we're not a good public speaker, we might not be great at making a toast at our friend's like wedding or something like that, because we're afraid of that, and we've attributed that to our identity. So it also kind of says to us, you know, I'm not confident, or like whatever. It says various things. So it's really, really important to tackle these things for your own self-worth, for your own identity, for your own feelings of like self-worthiness. Otherwise, we're going to end up trapped in a box, and you're going to feel stuck. You're going to feel stagnant. You're going to feel like you're in a cage of your own making, and you are. And that's the truth. If you don't face your fears and overcome your fears, then you are basically living in a cage. And again, I'm going to use the metaphor I've used, definitely used this in a past episode, of the elephant, the baby elephant that is tied to a pole from birth, and so learns that it can only go so far away from the pole because a rope is tied to its neck and around the pole. And it never ventures far because the rope will obviously tug on its neck. And as an adult, they remove the rope, and the elephant still doesn't go further than the rope allowed it to, because in its mind, those are the limits of its world. And I want you to think of that every time you come up against a fear, because it is not a good feeling to feel like we have a rope around our necks, like we're tied to some pole and we're not allowed to move beyond it. You are so insanely powerful. I say this every episode, but as human beings, we are incredibly, incredibly, incredibly powerful. I just looked at the recording time and it was 11:11 as I said that. And that is amazing. Like, we have the ability to do anything. And so having these fears, although like I totally understand, and I totally understand how difficult and real they feel and how scary it is to break through that, I want you to know that it will never be as bad as it feels. And on the other side is the potentiality for you to pretty much quantum leap into your desired reality, to quantum leap into the best version of yourself, to quantum leap into like whoever you want to be and whatever you want to have. You're going to be met with fear. And so learning to sit with it and learning to deal with it and learning to get through it is necessary. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's just something I've been learning recently, something that's been on the brain, and Yeah, I've definitely, I feel like I've quantum leaped recently. I have this new energy about me. I just feel amazing. And I really, really attribute a lot of that to me conquering fear and me getting over these things that I felt like were really weighing me down. Another good metaphor, it's like you're carrying around, a backpack full of like heavy stones. And every time we let go of a fear, it's like we're dropping them and releasing them. And I feel so much lighter and I feel so much better. And it's just amazing. So that is all I have for you in today's episode. Oh, I feel like I had something to tell you. No, I don't think I do. I can't remember anyway. So that's all I have in today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. As always, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes if you enjoy them, that is. And as always, guys, I'll see you in the next one. Bye.